This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. This is part two of three, one of my all-time favorite sermons. One of my all-time favorite topics. It comes out of Romans chapter 11. It's called The Fullness of the Gentiles, where it says blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And this word full, think of the word full. Full tank of gas, a full 60 seconds to a minute, a full 60 minutes to an hour, a full 168 hours to a week. You see, you can't add anything to full. We see that God has given Israel a spirit of stupor until the fullness of the Gentiles. I mean, there's a number known only to God of how many Gentiles are going to come to the faith. And once that number is hit, then we see the Lord's going to close the door. You can read that in Luke chapter 13, verse 24. The Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, even back to Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, where the Lord has shut the door. That's going to happen again coming up. Could be sometime very, very soon. That's what we're looking at here, the fullness of the Gentiles. This is part two of three. If you'd like the whole sermon, send me an email. Write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I can mail you the disc. I can forward you the link from my website, which is WGODradio.com, and you can download it on your computer, whatever it takes. Enjoy this message now, part two of The Fullness of the Gentiles.
First off, notice this is a mystery. No one's ever heard this before. Peter's never heard it. Moses never heard it. Isaiah never heard it. Elijah's never heard it. Ezekiel's never heard it. No one's ever heard this. This is a mystery up until this point. That God himself was going to stupefy Israel until a certain number of Gentiles came to the faith and received Jesus Christ. So Paul is saying, don't be proud. Don't be ignorant of this mystery, thinking you're better than someone else because you are saved and your neighbors over here, the Goldbergs, are not. That doesn't make you, Paul says, don't be arrogant. Then he says, phobu, fear. For if God didn't spare the Goldbergs, he might not spare you either. That's what he says. Is that a threat? You bet your sweet bippy it is. You're no better than the Goldbergs or anyone else. Thank God your name is in the book of life. Like I like to say, there's 7.3 billion people in the world. I'm afraid it's the 0.3 that are the believers. And the 7 billion are lost. Thank God you're part of the 0.3. And don't boast against the 7 billion that aren't. Pray for them. Pray for them. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel. Look at that next word. Until. Regarding Israel, the word until is the most grace-filled word in all of the Bible. Until. All this is temporary. What's happened to Israel? Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until this next event happens. And that is what the Bible says, the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Two things. Number one, fullness. And number two, come in. Like, what do you say? Into the house, right? Fullness is the Greek word pleroma. Guess what fullness means? Full. Like a full tank of gas. You could use that word. I am stupefied for examples other than a full tank of gas. Full 60 seconds to a minute. A full 60 minutes to an hour. A full 168 hours to a week. A full 12 months to a year. In the Bible, Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Full. Not the day before, and not the day after. Fullness in the Bible is a number, be it time period or a physical head count. It's a number. Number. Blindness. Let me move on, ladies. Thank you for your enthusiasm. The Lord Jesus Christ will come back for his church once a certain number has been reached, is what this means. Somewhere. Let's put this in layman's terms. We're all laymen. Somewhere, there is a number known only to God. And once that number is hit, that is when he's going to start his plan again with Israel. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until, meaning it's only temporary. God's not done dealing with the nation of Israel. Once that number is hit. Now once that number is hit, Jesus says to you this morning, the 24th of September, he says, strive to enter in through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will try to get in. Think about that. Many will try. Many will try. Many will try to get in. He doesn't have a last call. He's not sitting here yawning at the door. The Bible says many will try to get in. This is the great mystery of the kingdom. Is there's a sign outside the door that says maximum capacity. And once that number is hit, it's all over. All over. This is why Jesus says this. Strive. It's the word agonizo. Same word used of Jesus sweating great drops of blood. And it says he agonized in prayer the night before he died. Strive to enter in through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, we'll try to get in, just like Noah's time in the ark. It's never rained before, and here's a crazy guy building an ark. Some say it took him 120 years to build it. And if you could find the ark today, you'd find scratch marks on it from people on the outside wanting to come in. Many will try to get in, Jesus said, but will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, and you begin to knock at that door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And I will say to you, I never knew you. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets on the inside, and you yourselves left behind. Left behind. Don't believe what they tell you on TV. What to do if you miss the rapture. If you have heard this message today in this church or on the radio or on the podcast, and if you miss this and miss the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are lost and gone forever. Regardless of what they tell you on television. Today is the day of salvation. The Bible tells us of the time this will happen, when the people will try to get in. Matthew chapter 25 speaks of these people who heard or knew this was coming. It says, while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and those that were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. There's the third time you read that. Luke 13, 24, the door is shut. Genesis 7, 16, God himself shuts the door on the ark. And then here, Matthew chapter 25, verse 10. It says, those that were ready went into the feast, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other versions came and said, Lord, Lord, open the door. We're ready now. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, uk oiden, I do not know you. Then he says this, notice the dire warning in Jesus' voice. He says, watch therefore, watch. For you do not know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. So what is the fullness of the Gentiles and when will it happen? The fullness of the Gentiles is a number. That much is a fact. Needs no speculation from me. It's a number, whether it's days or a head count. It's an adjective. It's describing something. It's a number. The fullness of the Gentiles is a number known only to God. Once that number is hit, then God will resume his plan with the nation of Israel. Now, I've used the example before, but let's picture the kingdom of God is like this church. Maximum capacity sign. Here in his church, if you walk out the door, the sign says maximum capacity, 260. So let's say this is the kingdom of God. We've got maybe 25 people in here. So maximum, so there's 235 people left. And you got Dan Stahlbaum up the street at East Coast preaching the same thing. And Titus Green up the street preaching the same thing. And the Lord family up there in Titusville preaching the same thing. And seats start going and going and going and going. And then what you got left is these two seats right here. And this is pretty close to where we're at here today. Maybe three. Three seats left. And he says, strive to enter into the narrow gate. And once these seats are gone, someone from East Coast is going to believe today. That's that one. Someone from Titus Green's preaching is going to believe today. There's that one. And now, that's what we got left. And that's a picture of the kingdom of God today. Once that chair is taken, that door is shut.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.